Seder Snippet Series is generally sponsored by the Mueller family, in memory of Henry Mueller, Shimon ben Pinchas, Ayelet Avram Forman, for Shlem Adasa Rachel Bachana Golda, in memory of the Chayal HaKadosh Ephraim ben Shmuel, Hashem Yikom Damo, and by John Carroll. We daven with him for the Refuah Shlema of his wife, Sarah Carroll, Sarah Bas Brindle. We are at the end of the Amida, and we are up to the three steps back we take with Oseh Shalom Bim Ramav. And the truth is, if you look around the room, and I'm not encouraging you to, because last thing we want to do is sit in judgment of others, but you'll see that most people never educated properly how to take those three steps backwards. Do you first take three steps back, then say Oseh Shalom Bim Ramav? Do you say the words while taking the three steps back? How do you take the three steps back? You start with your right foot or your left foot? How far back do you take the three steps? Are you bowing before and then take three steps back while bowing? Or take three steps back and then bow? Everyone sitting here is like, I have no idea what I do. I just confused you. You're all trying to figure out and recreate what you just did a moment ago and what you're going to do a moment from now. My point is, though, that many are not intentional. They're not following a script, of which there is one. They're simply bluffing their way through the end of the Amida. But the truth is, the Gemara tells us, if we don't get this right, we might as well have not daven. That's how important it is that the way we take leave, the way we take steps back, the way we end our Amida is critical, critical for the efficacy of the whole Amida, for the integrity of the entire experience that we've just davened. It's not me. It's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. A mispal tzarech she'efsiyah sholosh p'siyas l'achor, of somebody who davens must take three steps backwards. V'achar k'tach yitein shalom, and then, so first of all, we have our answer. You don't say the words while you're taking three steps back. Just as we learned, you don't say Hashem s'fasai tiftach while taking three steps forward. First you take three steps forward, then begin Hashem s'fasai. First take three steps backwards, then Oseh Shalom Bim Ramav. And the Gemara says that if you didn't do so, then you didn't take, it's roy, it's better, it's as if you didn't even daven to begin with. Better you didn't even daven to begin. How can we say such a thing? Shevach, Bakasha, Odaya, we just spent 19 brachos praising and surrendering to Hashem, asking for the things we need, expressing gratitude to Him. What a valuable use of time. We've just connected, we've just expressed our sense of dependence on Hashem. And if you don't get it right, you don't take three steps backwards right, you don't bow correctly, you don't say Oseh Shalom Bim Ramav precisely, then it's better that you didn't daven? Where do we know this from? So the Gemara continues, it says that Mishim Shmaya Amru, No sen shalom yamin v'achakach l'smol, mimino eish das lamo, v'omer yipo mitzid chalaf v'vavah miminecha. So from those two psukim and that, and the combination of them, that you give shalom to your right side and then your left side. Now, right side or left side of whom? You or of Hashem, from whom you're taking leave? We'll see that in a moment. And the Gemara says, Abaye pasul v'kar liyamino, Abaye took steps backwards and he bowed to his right. And then Rava Yishlachro l'smol, it says first to the left, which is the right of Hashem, because we're opposite. But this seems to be a huge chiddush. It's as if we might as well have not davened if we don't get it right. Why? So from the Gemara, it seems the reason is because what's the idea of bowing while we take leave? The idea is showing humility, showing a sense of dependence, showing awe, honor, and reverence, recognizing that we weren't just discharging an obligation. We weren't just reciting a script or a template. We weren't just checking off a list that in order to get what I want, I need parnasa, I got to work, and daven. I want health, I got to go to the doctor, and daven. I want shidduchim, I got to call the shadchan, and daven. Check, 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 I'm out of there. No, we take three steps back. That's where we were. That's where we were dwelling. That's where we were connected. That is a meaningful, real, and authentic conversation. We take three steps back with a sense of hachna'ah, with a sense of humility and modesty, awe and reverence, truly surrendering and submitting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ketalmid shenifter melifnei rabo, like a student who's taking leave of a king, like a person lahavdil of a rebbe, like a person lahavdil taking leave of the king. A person doesn't walk out the Oval Office by turning your back and walking out. I don't care who happens to be in it at the time. A person leaves, they walk out backwards. That's the way that one shows honor. It's the way that one shows respect. So if you don't do that at the end of the Amida, it means that the entire Amida, what a person revealed is that the entire Amida was just a checklist. The entire Amida was just a mechanism, a scheme, a shortcut. How do I get what I want? I've got to say three of these, and I've got to say six of those, and I've got to get through the Amida. But when a person walks away properly, genuinely, showing the awe, the respect, the surrender, the submission, now retroactively, they are demonstrating the whole Amida came from the depth of their being, from their heart, And that's why if a person doesn't walk away properly and show that honor, then they didn't in fact show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Huttner, who if you didn't walk out of his office properly, the door didn't open for you. Rav Huttner, who instilled in his Tamidim, not out of a sense of his own kavod, but wanted his Tamidim to understand the significance of what it means to walk away. Rav Huttner in Rosh Hashanah, Pachad Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah has an essay where he describes the difference between a mitzvah and tefillah. A mitzvah is an act. It's an act that yields a kirvas Elokim, a kirvas Hashem. We come close to God through that prescribed act. But when the act is over, so then our appearance before Hashem, that closeness also has concluded. And that is different. Davening is distinct and unique in that it's not we're close and connected during its act, and as soon as the act is complete, we're no longer close and connected. Davening is omed lefnei amelach. And he proves from several halachas that until a person's oker is raglav, until a person takes leave, actively, physically takes leave of Hashem, they continue to have what he calls the halachic status of omed lefnei amelach, and their halachic nafkaminas implications to it. And so the only way to bring full circle, to complete and give closure to that conversation, to be oker is raglav. The way to end the Amida, one is standing before Hashem. And if you just turned and walked away, then you're still standing in front of Hashem wherever you go. You have to do something to close the conversation. There has to be something that ends that connection, that kirvas Elokim, that connection to Hashem in that moment. And that's why, unlike other mitzvahs or experiences, the Amida Dafka ends by taking those three steps back. So we still didn't explain which foot do you begin with, how big are the steps, when do you bow, which direction do you turn first, and why are we doing this? The Eitz Yosef brings six separate reasons. What is the source of the idea? We take three steps back at the end of the Amida, so we've got a lot more to cover, even in this very last sentence.